This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Don't be sarcastic. That's what parents used to tell their children when they made wisecracks or talked back. But now the word sarcasm doesn't seem to be negative anymore. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg has these thoughts on whether the meaning of the word has changed or if people have a new attitude towards sarcasm itself.
I got an email from a friend of mine. She was very excited about this guy she'd started seeing. He has a great sense of sarcasm, she said. I was a little taken aback by that recommendation. I thought of writing her back to say, gee, if I were the guy, I'd have waited till later in the relationship to let on to that. But I knew I was thinking in terms of the old economy sarcasm. For a lot of people nowadays, sarcasm doesn't have to be cruel or cutting. It's just a cover term for pointed humor of any kind, from satire and parody to simple banter. There's not much trace left of the original meaning of a word that's derived from the Greek words for tear the flesh. What I interpreted my friend as saying was that the person had a great sense of irony. For those of us raised under the old dispensation, that was an important distinction. Both sarcasm and irony involve saying the opposite of what you mean, but with irony you're winking at your listener, where with sarcasm you're sticking out your tongue. The first is a private joke, the second is a public ridicule. Why did the boundary start to get fuzzy? At one point, I thought it had to do with the fact that people have gotten a little unclear on the other meaning of ironic, the way you say, isn't it ironic, to acknowledge how fate can frustrate our expectations. Nowadays, a lot of people seem to use the word with no sense of piquancy or ruefulness. It's just a synonym for coincidental. I hear sports announcers doing this all the time. Ironically, he was wearing a borrowed jersey the last time he kicked a 50-yarder. But it turns out that people have been using ironic in this loose way for more than 100 years, and up to now it hasn't dislodged the other uses of the word or blurred the line between irony and sarcasm. And on reflection, I don't think that what my friend is suffering from is just a semantic confusion. If the word sarcasm is replacing irony, it's because that's what's going on out there. Wherever you look, irony's moving out and sarcasm's moving in. Johnny Carson was ironic, David Letterman is sarcastic. Peanuts was ironic, South Park is sarcastic. Andy Warhol was ironic, Jeff Koons is sarcastic. Come to think of it, Seinfeld was pretty sarcastic, too. That's why it surprised me when Jedediah Purdy described the show as irony incarnate in his provocative recent book, For Common Things. Purdy went on to argue that the show represented a sensibility that's eroding the sense of trust and commitment in American life. But America did just fine under the reign of irony. If you were bent on seeing Seinfeld as a threat to the Republic, it could only be as a representative of the new decriminalized sarcasm. It's troubling to think that Purdy himself might be shaky on the distinction. It's a sign of just how far we've fallen. The best model I can think of for the shift from irony to sarcasm is the way the novel Emma was transformed into the movie Clueless. In fact, if you were making up a banner for the new sarcasm, you'd write as if on one side and whatever on the other. But then, almost all the recent Jane Austen movies allowed themselves a lot more sarcasm than the novels did. The extreme example was Mansfield Park. It turned the novel's priggish heroine into a version of Jane Austen herself, only a lot prettier and bristling with sassy retorts, somebody who wouldn't have been out of place as a regular on Ally McBeal. It was something of a revelation for people who'd never thought of Jane Austen as somebody you'd describe with the adjective in your face. But that's what's happened everywhere. Sarcasm's gotten winsome, irony's gotten old. There isn't much point to being ironic in an age that puts such a premium on knowingness, when everybody's in on everything. We can't all wink at once. And there's really no need for the obliqueness of irony either, now that we've cast off all the inhibitions that the ironic sensibility festered in. Irony's always been the recourse of people who weren't allowed to say what they mean. But who needs indirection when the New Yorker's publishing four-letter words? For people who were raised under the old regime, of course, the new forms of sarcasm can take some getting used to. My generation was force-fed on irony. I pull down my college paperbacks of Austen or Fielding, and I keep finding the word irony written in the margins. And it can still make us uncomfortable to hear somebody say, well, duh, we tend to read it in a cutting way. But really, it isn't like that. When the line between the words begins to blur, the difference in intention does too. Sarcasm, irony, it's all just high spirits now. I'm not concerned when my 10-year-old daughter tells me, in your dreams, Dad. I know she means it in the nicest way.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. Coming up, Ernesto Quiñones talks about his new novel, Bodega Dreams, set in Spanish Harlem, where he grew up. This is Fresh Air.